And now,
sorry for bringing that up.
For your Arizona sports starting five. You can't go to work without knowing these five huge stories.
Feeling weird this morning,
Ben. Jeff Franz and Ron Wolfley.
Good morning, Vince.
Number five.
Number five this morning, Vince, is the actual beginning of the NCAA tournament. We'll keep you updated. Maloney will have constant updates throughout the morning. It starts at 9:15 this morning, and the first game has one of the best storylines of any game. And that is Minnesota's up against Louisville. It's a 10-7 game. And if you don't know the backstory, that story is Louisville fired Rick Pitino. He left and went to become a Greek coach in the Greek Professional League. Then, now that he saw that his son, the head coach at Minnesota, is coaching against the school that fired him, he came back. He's working with Richard Pitino as an advanced scout to tell him everything about Louisville so they can get ready to beat his former employer.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, good safety tip right there. Rick Pitino went Greek. Interesting.
Number four.
Number four this morning is kind of something that is getting me fired up this weekend, if you haven't seen. This weekend's schedule of games, both Thursday and Saturday, it is loaded for the NHL, for the teams that are battling for the playoff spot. Tonight, the Coyotes are at Florida. Faceoff is at 4 o'clock. You can hear that game on 98.7, on ESPN 620 AM. And then they've got a back-to-back Saturday and Sunday. There are Vancouver won last night, so now Vancouver's kind of back into the mix as they're only 4 points back of the Coyotes.
I predict a slow start for the Coyotes. Let's hope they finish strong.
Three road games on this trip left for the Coyotes, and a weird scheduling quirk over the weekend. Chicago and Colorado have a home and home. They're going up against each other, so somebody could eliminate the other one. Hopefully, they'll both win one of those games and just stumble on each other.
Boy, that's brutal.
Number three!
Number three this morning, Gambo, please tell me you were joking. Gambo with a tweet. The Suns are meeting with former BYU star Jimmer Fredette tomorrow. He sent that yesterday, so therefore today could sign for the remainder of the season.
Let the fireworks begin.
Oh my God! I think the Suns are trying to get into the NCAA tournament, and that's why they're doing that.
Number two.
Number two. We're 5 weeks from the NFL draft, and all of a sudden, everybody wants to talk Joey Bosa.
If he's not the first overall pick by Arizona, then yeah. San Francisco is meeting with tonight. I think he'll be the second overall pick. All five of the teams in the top five need edge rushers.
They need edge rushers, of course, right? And Nick Bosa is a guy that does come off the edge.
Oh, you just said Nick. I think I said Joey.
I wonder if he's got a... Did I say...
No, you said you got it right. I said Joey.
What are you doing? I'm trying to broadcast.
I didn't realize I said Joey until you said Nick.
What are you interrupting me for? You're the one who messed it up.
I was saluting that you got it right.
All right. I wanted to say I don't think
he... You were going to say they both get hurt, so it doesn't matter.
First step. I don't think he has an elite... first step.
That's because he rips his groin when he uses an elite first step.
I said I don't think he has an elite. Take the cue.
Number one.
Fine. If you're going to be like that, then you get the boring one.
Oh, my goodness.
And number one.
I'm going to say we didn't pack for just one game. We're really locked in. We're really focused. And obviously, this is a big step in the right direction. But we're not content by any means. We're hungry for more.
How often in your life do you dream to say the words, "We're on to Tulsa"? ASU gets to say that. That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.